You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Coming up in the news, he did what at the Popeyes in Virginia Beach? And have you seen her miniature horse? News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman.
Oh,
even though they have three offices in Hampton Roads, most of the time they go to their clients' homework or even the hospital. Huffman and Huffman, the brothers-in-law. Around here tonight, we have one of the presidential candidates coming to town. The one that's actually been gaining support on the Democratic side. Presidential candidate, Senator Elizabeth Warren, is hosting a town hall at ODU's Chartway Arena tonight. Doors open at 4. The event starts at 6. It's free. It's open to the public, although they'd like it if you would RSVP at the senator's campaign website. Now, also happening around here, there's a missing miniature horse in Chesapeake. News Channel 3 says a family is on edge looking for their beloved miniature horse named Jem.
Jem
is 32 inches tall. She has black and white spots. They describe her as having a very sweet personality. Her owner said, "I had someone wake me up at 5:15 to tell me that I'm the only person they know in the area that has minis, and there were 5 minis spotted out on Benefit Road heading towards Route 17. She was able to go out and get 4 of her minis. They were about a mile away from her farm.
Oh, so it was like a jailbreak.
Yeah. She doesn't know where Jem is, how Jem got separated. She has, all the quotes from her were terrifying, though. She's like, what if she's caught up in a bush somewhere struggling.
No,
I know. Gwen says there are too many people looking, too many people praying, and sooner or later somebody's going to spot her. So if you happen to have seen Jem or think you know where she is, you can contact. The ranch has a website, so that would be the easiest way. News Channel 3 has the link because it starts with CL7 Minis. It's like a hard website because it's for the ranch.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, if you can go to News 3, they have the link there.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in Virginia Beach, a guy is wanted by police for causing a disturbance at the Popeyes. This dude hurled a metal chair through the front door of the Popeyes chicken restaurant after he complained about long waits at the drive-thru. This was in July.
What is up with this?
Was this even when all the chicken sandwiches were out? In July?
July? That sounds close.
Yeah, I thought it was more like into August, but I could be wrong. Yeah.
August, yeah, all right.
Either way, WTKR.com reports that the man entered the restaurant at approximately 7:38 p.m. I love when they use approximately and then give a very specific time. Approximately 7:38 p.m. to complain about a very long wait time. He demanded a refund. Now, since there was such a long line of customers inside, it took a while for the manager to get them to the man, process the refund. As he was waiting, he was getting even madder, and he started yelling in the lobby. He started yelling at the other customers, telling them not to purchase anything. He then threw a large glass jar filled with 100 jalapenos and smashed it on the ground. Now, I'm guessing they were the store's jalapenos because nobody really carries with a jar of 100 exactly jalapenos around. But they didn't specify where it came from or how he had access to the jalapenos.
And this guy is getting his refund. He's just taking too long.
Yeah. Okay. So as he's headed for the exit, he grabs a metal chair. He throws it through the door. He shatters the glass in the frame. Police say the damage he did is estimated at $1,550.
Oh, that's bad.
They don't have the guy's name, though. So if you know him, News 3 has the store surveillance footage, and they ask that you call the crime line.
Oh, I see. They're looking for help.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
July.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're looking for this guy.
Okay.
Looking for the horse. And also from WTKR.com.
Yeah.
And Virginia Beach City Council has asked the Virginia General Assembly to ban gay conversion therapy.
Oh, okay. It illegal?
Yeah. It's also known in the state as reparative therapy. We'd like to move forward, maybe put a ban on that. So the Virginia Beach City Council sent this letter, along with the Virginia Human Rights Commission, claiming that the therapy is a harmful practice to change one's sexual orientation or gender identity. The letter asks that the General Assembly adopt legislation would establish that conversion therapy for the LGBT community is an unlawful process. The letter reads, "The philosophy is based on discredited and outdated theories. In Virginia, it is currently legal to promote and engage in this dangerous technique, which is especially harmful to youth who often have no choice when this treatment is forced upon them by a parent or guardian."
That's where I was going to go with this, is that kids are made to go through this. And that, you know, that would be probably the most objectionable part of it.
And they go on to list stats in the letter about suicides.
Yeah,
that could be directly linked to
The childhood suicide rate has doubled or some ridiculous. It's like 56% higher than it was over the last few years. Although experts, from what I've read, can trace that directly to smartphones.
Yeah,
the year 2012 is when it went critical mass, and that was the year that smartphones became the most prevalent. So your social media 24/7.
Yeah.
But I'm varying off of that discussion here about, you know, conversion therapy.
Right. Well,
so is it going to happen?
Back in 2015, a Senate committee in Richmond rejected a bill that would have banned it. So it may be revisited now. That's the attempt from the Virginia Beach City Council either way.
Okay.
Is to get them to look at it again. This morning, they are doing it. Two chicks at the same time. Both of them, it's their first time with another woman. NASA is conducting the first ever all-female spacewalk as we speak. It comes 6 months after the first attempt had to be canceled because of a lack of available spacesuits aboard the International Space Station. At 7:50 this morning, they started it. And actually, at 7:50, I clicked on the NASA website because they're streaming it, and they were already out there. So astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir are scheduled to do it together. They're doing it together right now. They need to replace a faulty power controller on the orbiting spacecraft. That, according to USA Today. Mm-hmm. Now, Koch had been scheduled back in March to conduct this historic spacewalk with another astronaut named Anne McLean. Those two both required a medium-sized suit, so Anne was not allowed to go and walk, and they had a dude in a bigger suit go with Koch at that point. They spent the summer assembling another suit. If you're watching the stream live right now, you can tell the difference in the two chicks by their uniform. Koch's suit has red stripes. Her helmet has the number 18 on it. Mir's suit doesn't have any stripes, and she's got the number 11 on her helmet. The spacewalk will be Koch's fourth. It'll be Mir's first. It'll be a six-hour mission for the ladies. They say the mission is so important because they want to send a woman to the moon on the next moon mission. So this is kind of a historic
next step towards that.
And the two ladies know each other very, very well. They went through school together and training together. They say they're joined at the hip. They actually call each other their space sister.
Oh, really?
So, like, yeah, that's my sister in space.
You know, I wonder if at some point, it's $10,000 an ounce to send something into space. $10,000 an ounce. Women weigh less than men. What is the practical part of that, like, you know, besides the fact that it would allow you to actually take more payload with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot of practical application here.
Sorry, my brain immediately went to discredit that in some way. And I was like, but then you have to send all the feminine hygiene
products for two women's worth. Yeah, you're right.
And that's horrible that's where my brain went, because I was like, all right, well, what are the differences is where I was going with it. All right.
Right.
I wasn't trying to
different?
Be like sexist in any way. It's just what would a man require versus what a woman. But however, a heavier man would probably require more food. So that would even out tampon weight exchange.
Sure. Yeah. You know what? You women, you got to bring a little something extra.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's true.
You women.
This is what we have to do every day. You think, okay, what do I need in my purse
or
whatever?
Right.
Yes. And
well, that's the idea that you need a purse.
Yeah. Got to carry it around.
Carry all that stuff.
Yeah. This is not just the wallet and the keys.
I got to tell you, I'm starting to get to man bag territory between the reading glasses and the phone. And, it's just like, they don't fit in your pockets.
You start keeping lip gloss and losing receipts in there, and then we'll be at the same place in life.
Just the purse is the black hole.
Yes.
It's gone.
Although, tell me it's not awesome to be out with your wife and you need something I don't know, you split a nail or something and all of a sudden. My sister is the best at that because she has everything in her purse. And it's not even she's carrying a backpack or anything. She's got a normal size purse, but somehow anything you could possibly need at that moment, she has in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Rod has a general store in his office. I don't know if you've ever needed anything. Super glue. I got it. Yeah. Hang on.
Right.
What do you need? Oh, yeah. I've got that. I've got an eyewash station set up here. Did you get something in your eye? I got it.
It's the best.
Yeah,
you know,
it is the best. That's
pretzels,
true.
He's got them. So,
There's only three. I'm just jumping all around here. There's only 3,000 of us watching this live stream. I'm shocked by that. 3.3K.
Like right now.
Watching right now, 172 total.
I guess when it started. But it's only been 20 minutes.
By the way, it cut off. They were still out there walking around. I don't know why it went back to mission control, but it did. So it is what it is.
They don't look panicked.
No,
so that's
the good
news.
You're not seeing, no one's running.
Yeah.
Running would indicate bad.
Yeah, that would be a little terrifying. Yeah. Elsewhere in the news today, out of nowhere, KFC announced a new subscription service yesterday. This has nothing to do with streaming video. They're not taking on, the Netflixes of the world. It is called Seasoned Tickets. It is where you pay $75 and you have 48 wings delivered to your home every week for the rest of the NFL season.
Nice.
I know, right? The fast food chain said it wanted to make sure its fans' homes and hands smelled like the Colonel's famous herbs and spices every game day, so they released the KFC season ticket, which are actually supposed to smell like seasoned, like their fried chicken. That's why they're seasoned tickets.
I got it. So what are they then?
Some sort of a scratch and sniff to them.
You get some kind of are these vouchers that you then take in?
Well, you don't even have to take them in. The $75 season ticket that gets you 48 made-to-order Kentucky Fried Wings delivered to your home every week for up to 10 weeks during football season. You're also able to pick them up in-store if you would prefer that. They only had 500 of them available, and they did immediately sell out. It took less than 2 hours.
They gone.
Yeah. The video they posted to surprise announce it featured Sean Austin as Colonel Sanders.
Howdy, folks. Oh! Introducing KFC's seasoned tickets, the most delicious smelling paper tickets ever made that get wings delivered to your door.
For only $75, you'll get 48 wings every week for 10 weeks.
They smell like chicken.
Yum!
KFC seasoned tickets. Get them before they're gone.
$75 for that, though, is pretty
sweet. That's a good deal, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, because I grabbed that line about it smelling, they're actually supposed to smell like, the tickets are supposed to smell like fried chicken from Fox News, but you can hear it in there. Yeah. It appears that they smell
that like
a ticket
of some kind. Yeah, you're getting a ticket of some kind that smells like chicken, not just like chicken that smells like chicken.
Right. Yeah. The chicken smells like tickets, oddly enough.
Weird. So, yeah, real weird. Smells a lot like the Norva. It's weird.
Which the singer of Death Clock said smells like popcorn. So, I'll take that.
Goes all the way around.
Chicken, yeah. So Airbnb is going hard on stunts lately, hooking people up with places like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, Goodyear Blimp, and they recently announced the Jim Beam Distillery. You'll soon be able to book an Airbnb getaway on Jim Beam's distillery grounds in Claremont, Kentucky. The company is opening its 1919 rustic 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home to booking on October 21st through the end of the year. The home overlooks the lake. It's on the distillery grounds. That comes with a full-stocked bar, Jim Beam bourbons, of course. There's a fireplace, a backyard, fishing docks. Bourbon fans who are 21 or older will be able to book a one-night stay in the home through Airbnb, where they will live, eat, and even sleep like the 7 generations of master distillers. If you want to book that, go to airbnb.com/room, select your date. They're on a first-come, first-serve basis. Part of the one-night stay, though, does include a distillery tour and bourbon tasting. Kentucky barbecue meals and behind-the-scenes looks into bourbon making. Each stay costs $23, which is about what a bottle of premium Jim Beam Black costs. So
that's that. Yeah. That's what the whole point of this is.
Yeah,
just a big
to promote
promotion.
That. Yeah, and that had already been announced. The latest Airbnb stunt in honor of the 60th anniversary of Barbie. They're offering a chance to spend 2 nights at a real-life version of Barbie's Malibu Dream House in California.
Here it is, Barbie's Dream House, the wonderful new house for Mattel's famous Barbie doll. It's completely furnished with Barbie's own dressing table, bed, studio couch, TV, and hi-fi. You can arrange the furniture and, of course, rearrange it. A lady's privilege. Barbie's Dream House is a wish come true for both of you. Made only by Mattel.
That's the old Barbie commercial.
Right.
With my old Barbie Dream House, I put the furniture in once and never wanted to move it. It was probably just thrown in there, too. I'm pretty lazy when it comes to that stuff.
Not really.
From the pictures, the place looks impressive. Nice. It's a $60 a night stay. Only one person, though, gets to make a reservation to stay there. The reservations open at 2 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday. And if you're the one lucky person who gets it, you and 3 other people can stay there through Sunday, October 27th through Tuesday, October 29th. So they're very specific on it, but...
It's the only days that the actual owner is not there.
Yeah, right. Because it's the Dream House, the Malibu Dream House. Why would you ever want to leave?
Why would you ever want to leave? Right.
And then finally in the news today, there's this 36-year-old guy named Matthew Bushman from Mansfield, Illinois. And on Wednesday, the cops put out a warrant for his arrest in a forgery case. On Friday, some officers spotted him and asked him if he was Matthew. And he said no and gave him a fake name. There was one problem with this. He has his name tattooed on his neck.
Oh, my. Really?
Are you Matthew Bushman? No. It says Matthew Bushman. It actually says Maddie B on his throat, but, you know, still.
Yeah.
If you're going to give a fake name, it better be close to that. The cops saw it.
That's my dad.
Yeah, it blew his plan, and he was arrested.
Maddie B. Go!
Tell me.
Can't get out of your own way.
Nope. Around here today, we got sunny skies, a high of 63, clear tonight, 45 is your low, and sunny and 68 tomorrow. It looks like Sunday we have periods of rain moving through, a high of 69 right now, 50 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.